Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. I'd like to share with you a few verses out of Psalm 119, 73 through 80. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I've put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, and those who understand your statutes. May I wholeheartedly follow your decrees, that I may not put you to shame. The verse I want to look at in particular is number 74. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I've put my hope in your word. All the verses in this psalm begin with the letter Yod, the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It's about the size of an apostrophe. When Jesus mentions the smallest letter in his discussion of God's law in Matthew 5, he's referring to this Yod. But this small letter introduces big ideas. As in many other Bible passages, the writer of these verses in Scripture praises God for creating him. But he's not thinking only of how he has been made physically. He is specifically praising God for molding and shaping his soul through the teaching of God's Word. You see, we really discover who we are when the Holy Spirit begins to work within inside our hearts and the Word penetrates our minds and our hearts. God wants to form his children spiritually, and that flows from his unfailing love and compassion for us. Because he loves us, God wants to see us grow in faith and love. Inspired by love, the psalmist leans deeper and deeper into God's word. And you can't change it to fit what you want. You have to accept it and allow the Holy Spirit to help you understand it. The psalmist recognized who made him, God. God made him, his very soul. Every part of who he is. Thus, he turns to God's word to discover who he is. He doesn't turn the world around looking for things in the world. He turns to God. He is striving to live by the word of God. Then listen to what he says next. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. If anyone else understands just who you are, may they see you in me, God, that when they look to my life, they will rejoice because of what they see. Why? Because the psalmist has placed his hope in the Lord and the Lord's word. In living out God's word daily without changing it, but rather allowing it to change him. The psalmist has mentioned his own spiritual growth repeatedly. But here he adds an important dimension. It's not enough to simply let God's word shape him. The psalmist confesses that it is also his responsibility to reveal God's word when he learns it to others. He's committed to doing this by being a living testimony to the beauty and the goodness of God's word and by sharing the importance of cherishing and following that word. Unlike the letter Yod, striving with only a little dot here and there in the word, our hearts are to follow God by testifying to everyone around us of the power of his word, which is no small thing. How we live out our lives does matter. And since we are created by God, who better knows how to guide each step of our lives every day? May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I've put my hope in your word. Prayer thoughts for today. Millie, Scott, Paul, Ray and Iris, Don and Ellis, Sheila, a friend of James with cancer, Chris, Warren and Catherine's brother, Linda Dobbins having back surgery this week, Pastor Teresa, who's been battling COVID, our missionaries, our nation, our church, our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and once you have lifted your voice to the Lord, search his word and let the word search you and live by God's teachings. God bless and have a great day.